How would you describe your wife as a writer?
That is a encompassing question. Lyrical would be my first word. Very thoughtful and very lyrical. She liked to play with language. She liked the complexity of the English language. But then also any of her writing, she was trying to say something with her writing. Always theme is important, but is expressed in as poetic a way as that she could think.
Do you see, looking back on her work, any continuing or overriding themes, subject matters in her fiction?
Several. One is dance. She started dancing when she was very young and had a great love for dance, ballet particularly, but any dance. And she likes to incorporate that into stories and also in the way that she thought of the language moving in a kind of dance. She also did a great deal of fantasy stories, and she had a tendency, whenever possible, to incorporate her pet skunk into it. So there are multiple stories that have either a skunk in it or some creature derived from skunk. I guess finally, if I'm not saying too many, she also started writing a great deal of things related to Chinese and Japanese folk tales.
And I'm thinking back from reading When It Ends, He Catches Her. Was there a skunk in there?
Not in that one.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that story in particular. Do you know anything about how she came to write it?
Originally, it came from someone asking her to participate in a group world where different authors were going to write stories in it. So she started with that, but she's not actually very good at playing with others. So she really couldn't keep to their rules as far as how they wanted the world to be if it didn't tell what she wanted. And when she was writing, this was also when she was sick with cancer. She was responding all right at that point, but it was a time when she wanted to say things about her feelings of life and death.
And this is in a fantasy context, because it does merge the world of ballet with the world of zombies. We are talking about death and existence in a very stark way.
Yeah, and it was her way of saying what was important in life to her at this point, that she was going to live, but the death wasn't as problematic to her. So, yes. Guess I don't know what else to say to that.
How far along, if it's not too much to ask about, how far along was her cancer at that point? Did she know that she did not have long to live?
No, and she didn't. This was after the first treatments had not been successful, but there was a second round of treatments, and actually, when she finished the story, she was at a point where she was still quite sure that she was going to survive. And while she did have some doubts about that, that was the face she was putting on it, and that's what she was saying. It wasn't a gradual thing. I mean, we still had great hopes for everything 3 weeks before she died.
But are you saying that these thoughts were affecting the themes of her fiction at that time?
Very much so. She saw her own mortality in the rearview mirror, and her joke on that was the old things may appear closer than they are. So she was certainly thinking about life and death and what it meant to her at that point. When she wrote it, she was still assuming that she was going to live. Now, it was published the day before she died. So she actually never saw it published because she was unconscious at that point.
That must bring up a host of feelings for you now, at the Nebula Awards, waiting to see if your wife's story will be named a winner.
It's exceptionally emotional for me. So I'm hoping that I can actually sit through the whole thing and hold myself together well. But yes, this is her peers commenting, if you will, on her final work. So yes, it means a lot. And since it is a story about life and death, right before she did die, it's a very emotional piece for me.
Okay. When people read your wife's stories, what will they see of your wife as a person? Does that come in her work?
It certainly can, but one thing she had a great variety in her writing. If you look, she is in some of her stories. I am in some of her stories. But she wrote such a range of stories that it's hard to pin anything particular. I mean, she wrote a fantasy story like this one. She wrote really frightening horror. She wrote very light kind of fantasy, science fiction. She wrote children's literature. She actually sold a great many stories of children's literature. So it's hard to say exactly what they would see of her specifically in any of it, just because she does vary a great deal from story to story.
How would you describe her?
Her? Intense, very, very bright. As I mentioned, she went to college at 16. Science-minded, greatly. Psychology. She has a degree in psychology, master's. But intense and shy at the same time. She could completely immerse herself in something. She was fanatical about finishing work, about doing things, about what she cared about. But she was also very shy. She didn't like public speaking. She didn't like to be in big groups. There was a tendency when we were out that she would cling to me and I'd talk so she could write.
And how many stories did she publish?
Approximately, let's see, I think it's around 150.
150 published stories.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any more left that might be coming out now?
Yes. She was still working on one that she finished before she died. She had a novel that she finished. She has a children's book, and I had to wait until copyright matters could be settled before I could look about those. But there's still more work of hers
Okay.
to come out.
So there's more work that will be coming out, including the novel?
At one point or another, I hope that's in a publisher's hand at the moment.
Okay. And
So
the
we'll
children's
see.
book as well?
That's the plan for it. I have not done anything with that at the moment.
Okay.
That is the plan. Eventually, they will certainly be published. But she didn't have a will, so we had a lot of fun. Well, I had a lot of fun with lawyers in the last months getting her copyrights all in my hands, so I couldn't really look into any of it. But the main thing that I care about now is getting her stories, her words out there, and keeping them out there. They're her legacy.